Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
So do you have like a marketing plan to, you know, to know exactly how you're going to launch this and how you're going to grow it? Is there, you know, a plan?
Right now, yeah. I'm partially working on it, but my core focus is on the product. If your product is right, as you know, someone said, if your product is right, you don't need marketing. So this is the thing I follow, that, okay, you need to make your product outstanding and, you know, it's at the correct price point. That's it.
And I think the fact that your target audience is other programmers, it's a whole different sort of strategy, yeah. Right? It's not like you're dealing with consumers where you have to figure out how to tell your story and share your company with the consumers. Now, in terms of, let's go back a little bit about the book. God, you wrote a book. Like, how did you manage to make time to write a book? I mean, obviously you said you had all these articles that you had written and so you could combine it, but then that's no joke to put a book together. What, you know, if somebody's listening and they're inspired to write a book, what advice do you have for them?
So I think before writing, reading is the most important thing. I was too passionate about reading and, you know, consuming knowledge all day, while running. I have so many ideas about future, about technology, reading all these things. So it doesn't, you know, I was not able to contain myself. So I write them. It's natural. So that's why, you know, it's a passion thing. So nobody can control it. So that's why I was able to write a book. But I think I need to, you know, correct it. Like most of the things, I need to make an updated version because technology has changed a lot. So I need to add those things as well. But although so far so long, my predictions are correct.
That's amazing. I can't wait. Can you just remind us the title of the book? You said it's available on Amazon. Have it in the show notes as well. But if you can remind the listeners, that would be
great. I would suggest the updated version, which I'm working on, might be useful for your audience.
That makes total sense. I agree. Technology moves so fast that, like, same with marketing. You know, I find that I'm teaching, training people on one thing, and then 6 months down the line, that one thing doesn't work and we have to pivot to another platform. And I'm just like, I can't keep up with all this, you know? We have a few more minutes and I really want to dive into, you know, as more and more companies are starting to understand that metaverse is coming, you either prepare or, you know, you're going to be left out, or you're going to be that brick and mortar that will be shut down, just like the pandemic came and just shut down a lot of brick and mortar type of businesses because they weren't online, and some managed to hop online, but others necessarily couldn't. And unfortunately they had to close their doors. Now, in a sense, to me, the whole Web 3.0, I feel like it's gonna be a similar, to a certain extent, situation where you gotta get on that wagon in order to survive as a business. Because what I see happening right now is, because a lot of the brick and mortar businesses had to come online, the online space got so saturated. It's so noisy that it's extremely hard for any brand to stand out. It's hard to compete. It's just gotten so expensive to not only advertise, but get attention to it. I remember back in 2008 when I started, I take it back. 2002 when I started my first e-commerce brand, SEO was so easy that I had just graduated from my MBA. I just had gotten my MBA and I despised writing. I did not like writing at all, but I wrote descriptions using keywords and our website was ranking number one nationwide. And that's how simple it was to spread the word about the business that you were doing. Nowadays, you can't accomplish that with just writing a simple description of a product on your website and expect your website to be ranked on the first page of Google. So, you know, what are some things that, I guess, businesses in different verticals can start thinking about, you know, obviously they need to start educating, but then how can they educate? Google Alerts is one way, but then how can they try to educate themselves so that they could tie in what they're doing with this futuristic technology that's coming our way?
So what I think is, you know, talking to people is the most important thing you can do. What I found is, in my case itself, I didn't understand the metaverse and all these things. Still, I'm learning. But even the books are, you know, giving you a blueprint, but you have to, you need a person to, you know, understand the things. So I think you make friend, hang out with tech friends. They will guide you. That's the best thing you can do with yourself. I think awareness that you need to pivot to high tech or to a tech business, that's the main thing. And then all things will go in part. So you have to, like, you can, you, your intention will be to transform. So you will be hanging out with tech friends. You will be finding ways to learn things. So that's the main thing. And over time you will, right now, what I think is, I have an optimistic approach is towards this problem. Entrepreneurs, so many entrepreneurs are working in technology. They will be building the software so easy to integrate, so that you don't have to code. You just need the API, and you know, they will guide you. Now, for example, you can make a $10 website running, up and running on GoDaddy or something like this. So many entrepreneurs will come and, you know, build the model itself, sub-services which you can integrate easily. But you have to have the intention to transform.
And my next question is, thank you. And that's great advice. That's great advice. Because, and I have to tell you, I personally have gotten a few books on metaverse, and I was very disappointed at the information I was getting.
Right.
One was metaverse marketing, and the entire book was covering general marketing, marketing strategies and, you know, the four P's, and honestly, it was kind of backdated too, some of the things that it was covering. I was like, really? I studied marketing and I know that there's more to it than just the four P's, right, and so on. So it was a little disappointing how I just felt like the advice wasn't really, and maybe it was just that one author. I'm on to the second book now and I'm still kind of just not getting a clear understanding of things. And sometimes I'm like, I don't understand. Is it just me that I'm just not understanding it because it's just so confusing? Or is the author doesn't know what they're doing and they just put the metaverse title on the book so they could sell more books?
Yes. This is the fact. In fact, I think I have also read so many books on metaverse and Web 3.0, tokenization and all these things, because I have my own NFT just to, you know, explore things. In under the name of Heroverse. So what we had, what I understood, I will recommend a few books to you. Nobody's yet understood the metaverse completely in terms of, you know, taking advantage in the marketing domain. That's my understanding, because I also, you know, I got some useful insight from here and there. Nobody gave me clarity to how to market or, you know, how to do things in metaverse. You have to figure it out. It's an exploratory phase only. So you have to be innovative.
I love it. Okay, so if you can just kind of give me and our listeners a few tips on the things they could do to really educate themselves in this space and get ahead of their competition. So do you remember the books? Can you share it? Or would you want to share it later so I can put it in the show notes?
Yeah, I will share it later. Okay. Because there are many. I don't know the authors. I just, you know, I have my apps and
yeah.
So okay. I think it's regarding metaverse and technology. LinkedIn is the best way to, you know, interact with people, understand their business model, see that, okay, if they can collaborate, and they will help you to understand, because they want to sell, they have to sell their products to you. So you have to, they will be putting efforts to explaining you all these concepts. So this is one thing. Second thing is, you can explore few videos on YouTube will help also, like how to post the NFT, how to build an NFT. Like you have an artwork, you want to make a tokenization on it. So you can post it on platforms like OpenSea. So for free, in fact. So this is these information are available on internet, on YouTube. A few books I will recommend and I will share it to you.
Perfect. I love it. Thank you so much. And this one other question that I get a lot is, you know, there was this one obviously trend where a lot of businesses were after building their websites, whatever. And I'm going to go back to trainers specifically, you know, that are teaching their exercises through apps now. Right. So there was this like surge of people wanting to build apps for whatever business that they were doing. You know, every business concept turned into an app. And you know, I still get a lot of clients asking me, do you think I should create an app? Do you think I should create an app? Is our websites going to go away and an app is going to be the future of things? And honestly, I don't know how to answer that. I'm like, I don't know. I think an app is helpful for certain industries, certain things, right. like an exercise app that I'm personally using, but I don't know if it could apply for everything. I know a lot of like Zara has an app where you go and shop. So it's like, what's your thought on that?
So as you put on, this is the best thought process, that it depends on industry. It depends on your business model. What's your vision? What's your goal? Zara needs data points. They want to know everything about their customer, every minute thing, so that they can recommend, they can upsell, all these things. But you as an, you know, low tech person, I mean, any other who is not tech savvy, it's very difficult to handle an app, because it's tech stack. You need to manage cloud, you need to manage front end, so many things. It might disturb your original business. You need to keep on your like, you have to have your USP, be clear that okay, what's your uniqueness, and stick to that. This is your strength. And when you grow, you can hire an outsourced company to build your app, and once you have an additional income, that way you can grow. Otherwise, you know, it's a, you know, just like metaverse is a trend and everyone wants to get into it, you will be also into the, you know.
That's great advice. You know, I think depending on the industry, and make sure that you don't fall into the trend of things, you know, because I think a lot of people just want to do it just because everyone else is doing it. But is it serving your purpose? Is it in line with what your mission is? And but again, it's just very overwhelming for the non-tech people to figure out how to take their expertise and simplify it online. And I find that sometimes technology, I know a lot of websites out there, like GoDaddy, for example, like you mentioned earlier, offers almost free. If you buy the domain, you get a free website with them. Things are so simple now that anybody can simply create a simple 4-page, 5-page website. But then it's like, okay, well, if you want to seem innovative, do you just do that? Or do you like start thinking of the next level? But then how do you do it yourself? Or do you hire people? And it's this constant challenge that I see a lot of small businesses dealing with. And a lot of times they'll ask and I'm like, you know, I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know, because things are changing. Like I built my website back in those days on HTML. I remember in 2002, there was no WordPress, and I spent a lot of money. I spent thousands of dollars to hire someone to do it. But nowadays it's so easy on Shopify. So what's that one advice that you would give any of the entrepreneurs out there who are listening and are inspired to be in this overall space, in a way that's not challenging for them? Because I feel like a lot of them are just tired because it's just moving so quickly and it's changing so fast and it seems so challenging. What's that one advice that you could give, whether it's changing the way they're perceiving things, whether it's a mindset or if it's just simply resources that they could tap into to be able to take this a little bit lightly?
Yeah, so what my advice is, you know, for a young people, as a young person, you need to join a startup instead of company. Learn about it. Observe the problems around you. See that, okay, if you have a solution, because if you are following the trend, you know, it can upside down. But if you follow the problem and solve the problem and, you know, be empathetic about the people's problem, then, you know, just like Amazon did, be customer centric, then you can make your business explode. This is how my approach is, you know, first learn the things. Going into a startup is, you know, it has many benefits. One of first is your networking. You will be networking with the tech friends, because, you know, tech people are so much indulged into technology. They sometimes ignore the problems and, you know, business side of the things. That's what you come into play. Second thing is you will understand how a startup, function, how it handles marketing, everything. So this is the best thing you can do with yourself, is to join the startup if you want to be an entrepreneur. That's it. Every great entrepreneur has some experience in the startups.
I agree.
Either by failing it their own or by, you know, joining someone else. That's it.
I started my journey right after grad school on my own, and it was very challenging. I felt like if I had joined a startup initially and then started my own startup, I probably would have saved tons of money and hours and years probably. And so that's great advice, you know, join other companies, learn from their mistakes, you know, get creative there, take it as if it's your own company and do the best you can. And that will give you the confidence to grow your own eventually. When I joined an ad agency at one point in my life, I remember my ex-boss said, treat your clients as if they're like your own clients. Pretend like you have a small little agency within my agency. You have your team, just run your company, you run your agency on your own. And I can't tell you how that changed things for me. Like that one suggestion that he made was just like, really? I can make my own rules? Okay. And I just went and I started literally quadrupling our revenue, and it was just amazing. And so I highly recommend everybody to do that too. Just get in, work hard, take it as if it's yours, you know, and be kind, you know, because it's all, I think, I don't want to say karma, but to a certain extent, I do think, you know, whatever we give, we get back at one point. And maybe right. You don't get it back from that company at the time. And a lot of times you feel like, oh, I'm putting so much time and effort and they're not acknowledging it. They're not paying me enough. But somehow it'll come back to you in other ways. I've seen it happen to me. Any last word of advice you have for our listeners?
So I'm still learning. So I'm not, I'm not much successful yet to, you know, give you in my opinion, you know, we are living in the, you know, very rapidly changing world. So you need to learn, you need to have a habit of learning. Otherwise, it's true that you will lag behind. It's true. So you need to develop the, you know, so many apps are there, which, you know, interactive sessions are there to learn. YouTube, you know, promoting learning,
yes,
in their platform. So learn. This is the only advice which I give.
Akshay, you've been a pleasure to have. Maybe you should come back when you launched Hero, okay? So we can talk about all the different benefits and how other programmers can use it. But thank you so much for all the wisdom you shared today. And thank you for your time and for being available so late. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.